We have a, let's see. We have a quorum. Do we want to get started? You want to get started? Y'all ready? No, she's mine. She's mine. I've got a chair for her. I'm asking Evelyn to sit next to me today. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and get started. I'll call this meeting to order. Good morning. This is the regularly scheduled zoning committee meeting. I am the vice chair, Carla Smith. The chair is away. We are joined to my left by council member Alex Wan. To his right and my left is Councilmember Howard Shook. To my right is Councilmember Keisha Lance Bottoms. To her right is Evelyn Scott. We are also joined by David Johnson, Angela Campbell, Theo Pace. Out in the audience, our attorneys are Jeff Haymore and Anna Marie Hazard. And Doug Dillard is here, yes. And over to our right, we have Julia Puglia Dende. Did I say it correct? Oh, good. All right. And the star of the show is our Director of Office of Planning, Ms. Charletta Jacks. So I have now called this to order, introduced all of the members. Without objection, we will adopt the agenda. We do need to amend that to accept 8 first reads. They will all go to ZRB and zoning. So without objection, we will amend the agenda and adopt it. Without objection, we will approve the minutes. And we are to E, ordinances for second read, but let's go ahead and change that to go ahead and accept our first reads now. So Ms. Jacks, can you read the first reads?
Yes. Z-1648, this is an ordinance to rezone property located at 83, 95, 97, and 103 Jackson Street and certain parcels from the R5 to the MR4A district. This is in Landlot 45, District 14. An ordinance to rezone Z-1649, an ordinance to rezone property located at 97 Burns Street Southeast and 628 and 636 Vernon Avenue Southeast from the PDH and R4 district to the PDH and MR2 district, Landlot 11, District 14. Z-1652, an ordinance to rezone 202 Milton Avenue Southeast and 1201 and 1219 Climax Street Southeast from the R4A District Beltline Overlay District to the MRC2 Beltline Overlay District, Landlot 56, 14th District. Z-1653, an ordinance to rezone property located at 1625 McClendon Avenue from the R4 District to the PDMU District, Landlot 210, 15th District, DeKalb County. Z-1654 is an ordinance to rezone property located at 88 Jackson Street from the R5 District to the MR4A District, Landlot 45, District 14. Excuse me. And U-1618, an ordinance to transfer development density from 875 West Peachtree Street, and it is a parcel that is an existing landmark building, to 771 Spring Street and 7566 and 744 West Peachtree Street. All the property is located in SPI 16, subarea 1, and will be transferred to property in the same zoning district. U-1619, a special use permit for a daycare center to be granted to Rebecca Hicks to be located at 235 Sydney Street, Unit A, Southeast. And U-1621, a special use permit to be granted to Lucy Hall, Mary Hall Freedom House, and to be located at 866 Warren Street, Landlot 106, 14th District. Those are the first reads.
Thank you. Okay, without objection, we will send all of those to ZRB and then back to the Zoning Committee here. Ordinances for second read, number one, Ms. Jacks.
This is 160-1421, Transfer 1523, an ordinance by Zoning Committee to amend Ordinance U0803 as adopted by the City Council on May 5, 2008 and approved by the Mayor May 13, 2008 for the purposes of approving a transfer of ownership for a special use permit for a metal and plastics recycling center processing facility for property located at 3760 Browns Mill Road Southeast and for other purposes, MPUZ Council District 12.
We have a motion. Okay, is the we've got a second. Okay, did we press our buttons or
no?
Okay, my mover is Council Member Juan, and my seconder is that correct grammar? Seconder. Okay, my seconder is Council Member Shook. Oh, so the vote is open. Do I get to say that? Oh, no way. Oh, this is fun. Okay. The vote is now open. The vote is now open. Please vote. Oh, I'm going to. Just give me a second. Okay, has everyone voted? Oh, it tells me here, yes. Okay, now does that say everyone, though? So we just know there's just four people here, so that's why I know everyone has voted, correct? Okay. All right, so it looks like everyone has voted, so the vote is now closed. This is too much fun, y'all. I'm loving this. Okay. I love my job. Okay. So
I want some of whatever you
need. Coffee and this is fun. Okay. So now I'm supposed to say the motion passes. Correct? Okay, now we are to, I get to do it again in a second. Okay, we are to number two, but we have to amend section one. So do we have our amendment before us?
Yes, we do.
Okay, Ms. Jacks, yes. Will you please read that?
Yes, this is 1601438, an ordinance by Council Member Yolanda Adrian to waive the 24-month waiting period between the filing of applications pursuant to Section 1627-0023 for rezoning of the property located at 2520 Peachtree Road and for other purposes. And this amendment revises Section 1 of the legislation to read as follows. Section 1, that the 24-month waiting period pursuant to Section 16-270023 is hereby waived to 12 months for the property located at 2520 Peachtree Road Northwest. Such waiver shall permit the filing of a rezoning application for the subject property on or after August 27, 2016.
Okay, so I have a motion by Mr. Shook, a proper second by Council Member Juan. Vote is open. Is that what I say? Okay, we're voting on the amendment. Okay, so the amendment passes without objection, correct? Oh, it's not for the amendment, so I still have to take the vote by saying aye. Okay, all those in favor of passing this amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, opposed. So that is approved. Now the whole paper will be voted on. Do we have a motion? We have a motion to approve as amended by Mr. Shook. Mr. Juan gave me the second. The vote is open. The vote is now open. The vote is now open. Has everyone voted? Someone, is everybody? Okay, there we go. See, y'all were a little slow there. Oh, here comes Mr. Young. Have a seat. We're having a good time. We are being joined by Council Member Ivory Lee Young Jr. You got to sign in, and then this is fun. Okay, so it passes. Now we are to number three, and we have a substitute, Ms. Jacks.
Yes, this is a substitute ordinance by Zoning Committee to amend the 1982 Atlanta Zoning Ordinance as amended by amending the C1 to C5 district regulations to add parks, playgrounds, stadiums, soccer, baseball, football, or other athletic fields, golf courses, sports arenas, and community centers as a use permissible only by special use permit and for other purposes. Staff is approval of the substitute ordinances. This was transmitted to the MPUs and the majority of the MVUs voted to support this ordinance, and ZRB voted to approve the substitute ordinance.
Right. We're good with that. We don't have to bring the substitute forward or anything. Okay. All right. So we have a motion to approve by which one? Okay. As substituted by Councilmember Wong, a second by Councilmember Shook. Now, the vote is now open, correct? Okay. Yeah, I will. Y'all got, yeah? We're having fun getting used to this new system. Could have been worse, yeah. Motion passes. Okay, now, huh? Oh, the vote is closed. Okay. The vote is now closed, and it passes. So now we are to number four. So we can take numbers 4 through 9 together because these are all amended. So Ms. Jacks.
1611-55, Z1613, an amended ordinance by zoning committee to rezone from the R4 district to the MR3 district for property located at 2742 and 2748 Alpine Road. Staff recommendation is approval conditional. NPU recommendation is approval, and ZRB recommendation is approval conditional. 1601376, Z1646, an amended ordinance by zoning committee to rezone from the MRC3CI2 district to the MRC3C district for property located at 75 Airline Street and Beltline, for property located at Airline Street and a portion of Partial 7 Rail Corridor. This is in NPUM, Council District 2. Staff recommendation, NPU recommendation, and ZRB recommendation is approval conditional. U1606, an amended ordinance by zoning committee granting a special use permit for outdoor amusement enterprises, outdoor soccer, exhibits, entertainments, meetings, displays of sale areas, or outdoor areas for religious ceremonies of 90 days or more duration pursuant to Code Section 16-15005 for property located at 310 Trenholm Street. Staff recommendation is approval conditional. NPU recommendation is approval, and ZRB recommendation is approval conditional. U1613, an amended ordinance granting a special use permit to sever excess development density for 145,827 square feet of residential floor area and 157,045 square feet of non-residential floor area from property located at 1150 Peachtree Street. This is NPUE, Council District 2. Staff, NPU, and ZRB recommendation is approval conditional. U1614, an amended ordinance by zoning committee granting a special use permit for a church, synagogue, temple, mosque, and other religious worship facilities for property located at 458 Ponce de Leon Avenue Northeast in PUE, Council District 2. Staff recommendation is approval conditional. NPU recommendation is approval. And ZRB recommendation is approval conditional. And U1616-160381, an amended ordinance by zoning committee granting a special use permit for a daycare facility pursuant to Code Section 16-320023A for property located at 643 Deal Avenue, NPUX, Council District 12. Staff recommendation and ZRB recommendation is approval conditional, and NPU recommendation is approval. The recommendations are favorable as amended on condition.
Okay. I think we're going to have to amend one of these. So let's pull, which number is it, Mr. Shook?
Yeah, thank you. It is 1601155 Z1613. 13.
So that would be number 4. Okay, so let's vote on 5 through 9, and then we'll come back to number 4 and amend it. So can... Okay.
Second.
Okay, so... Okay, we... Yeah, it was Mr. Wan made the motion. Mr. Shook made the second. I'm sorry, we're changing this up on you. Looks like you were really quick, though. All right, so we're ready. The vote is open on numbers 5 through 9 to approve on condition. Okay, so everyone please vote. And we have been joined by Councilmember Hall. And are we going to wait or... Okay, she's coming. I'm sorry? It's favorable as amended, yes.
I was reading off of the paper. Off of the paper.
Church. You know what we're going to do? We're going to vote without him, and then the next paper he can vote on because he'll have time to get signed in. Is that okay with everybody? Okay, okay. So the vote is now closed. That's 5 yay, 0 nay, 0 abstentions. The vote is closed, and that all of those 5 through 9 passes. So now let's go back to number 4. Mr. Shook, will you please tell us what the amendment is?
Yep, thanks. I want to thank applicant's attorney for catching this. I need to amend Z1613 while the body of the paper correctly points out that it's a rezoning to PDH. In the caption, that did not get scrubbed, and so the amendment needs to say rezone from R4 to PDH. Instead of MR3.
Ah, okay.
So
we need to change in the third line, MR3, Multifamily Residential District, to PDH. Ms. Jax, have you got that?
Yes.
Okay, so can I just say without objection, we will accept this amendment? Because we're not going to vote on it on the computer, right? Okay, so without objection, we will accept that amendment. So now, do I have a motion to approve as amended? As amended.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Hall, a second by Mr. Shook, and is the vote is now open. Has everyone voted?
Please vote.
Yes, thank you. I know this is why it's fun today. Okay, the vote is now closed, and this motion, number 4, has now passed, as amended, approval conditional. So now we are to number 10, and that's the only one that's adverse, correct? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so Ms. Jax.
160-1156, Z1614, 3150 East Chatelon Avenue Northeast, NPUB, Council District 7. This is the change is SPI 9, subarea 3 to SPI 9, subarea 3, for a change of conditions and site plan amendment. Staff recommendation, NPU recommendation, and ZRB recommendation is denial.
Okay, we have a motion from Mr. Shook to adverse. We have a second from Mr. Wan. The vote is now open. Oh, this works, y'all. Did you see it come up as soon as I said those words? Okay. Okay, will everyone please vote? Has everyone voted? The vote is now closed. 5 yays, 1 nay, 0 abstentions.
Huh?
But this still passes.
Point of order.
Oh, point of order.
I'd like to be perfected in the affirmative, if that is possible.
Okay, so did you change that, or do we have to revote?
Thank you.
So now we have six yeas, zero nays, zero abstentions. Okay. There it goes. Okay. So now the adverse motion has passed. And we are on to papers held in committee, and there are none to come before us, correct? Does anybody have anything else? Okay, we have a motion to adjourn. Oh, do we get to open the vote for that too? Okay. Okay. Oh, I get to close a board. Okay, so the meeting is adjourned. Woohoo! I enjoyed this, y'all. I did. Tell Rhonda we all get to channel her now.
Looks like we could do this from our tablets at home.
Just to make sure I've got my baseline facts here, you're representing yourself, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And so whatever was negotiated, so there were some kind of talks or negotiation between the Water Department, the City of Atlanta, the Water Department, and the Homeowners Association Board?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
And who was represented at that time by the individual you mentioned?
Yes, the negotiations, as far as I know, started back in February 2015. And the first sewer bill we've ever paid in the existence of the building happened on October 28th of 2015.